Our language editor, Patrick Cox, is with us again. And it seems, Patrick, like the dirty little secret here is that so many of these world leaders actually do speak English, even if you don't hear them in public doing it.
Yes, they do. And I wish you could say it the other way, too, that, say, you know, Congress or the White House of the past few presidencies is full of people who speak Chinese or French or Arabic, but that's just all too rare. But even though so many foreign leaders don't speak much English, they do occasionally do so away from the diplomatic arena. I've rounded up five of them. They're all current leaders of their country. And Marco, why don't you take a stab at identifying them?
Ladies and gentlemen, I am delighted to greet members and guests of the General Assembly of the International Exhibitions Bureau.
We have created a partnership that is based upon both principle and pragmatism.
Thank you very much. It's very moving, I must say.
And we must always improve the relationship between our two countries.
When our government forced these businesses to pay taxes on imported newsprint, they call this an attack on freedom of speech.
So I think this is really a quiz about accents, right? So I'm going to say the first person speaking was Dutch. The second one was from somewhere in Asia. The third sounded like Dilma Rousseff from Brazil, slight Brazilian accent there. Pretty sure fourth was Francois Hollande. And number five, was that Peña Nieto from Mexico?
Marco, you got, well, let's give you 2 out of 5 for that.
Well, why the hesitation? I thought well, you sort of got a half one.
I think someone from Asia is worth a half.
I know. It's pretty loosey-goosey.
But the good news is that we've got the answers at PRI.org and video of all of those leaders. You know, Marco, I know you're not feeling really good about your answers in that quiz, but
state of shame.
Here's one that I think that you absolutely will get. It's actually one of the voices that we just heard in the quiz. And here he is singing.
I got it. So that first person speaking earlier was not Dutch. It was Vladimir Putin, because I know this is Vladimir Putin. He sang a version of Blueberry Hill some years ago.
That's right. It was in 2010 at a fundraiser.
Well, Patrick, this was a lot of fun. The world's language editor, Patrick Cox, thank you.
You're very welcome, Marco.
This is PRI.